Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I hate stories like this. Gives me anxiety. So did you see in Nashville, Tennessee, a guy was just driving, just la la la, probably had some driving tunes on. And the next thing he knows, a huge chunk of concrete falls off of a bridge overhead and kills him.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I did see it.
Just out of the blue, a piece of concrete falls off the bottom of a bridge and into his windshield.
Freak accidents,
no,
man.
No kidding.
Freak.
Oh, so awful.
Yeah.
Just awful. I hate those stories.
Yeah, me too.
Freaks me out.
It reminds me of driving through the canyons
and
a rock falling on your car. You just never know.
Don't bring that up. I'm driving through the canyon on this weekend.
Just saying. I'm just saying. It scares me to death. I floor it through there. I do.
Try to beat the rocks.
I speed up.
Try to beat all the rocks.
And I try to stay in the left lane. That's why I'm speedy.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? And I'm going to be crazy. I feel like I'm going to eat a bunch of romaine lettuce and just take the chances.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just going to be like, let's see if I can eat the romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why the romaine lettuce?
Because people are pooping in the fields.
Oh,
is that
what happened?
Yeah.
But why aren't they pooping in the strawberry fields or the other fields?
I guess the lettuce fields are easier because, you know, you got all those lettuce leaves you can wipe with.
Wow, that's really gross right now.
I'm just saying.
That is really nasty.
I don't know, but that's what they're saying. They're saying that you got workers out there that are collecting this lettuce and they're pooping in the fields, and that's the problem.
I don't even know why.
It's not even animals. It's humans.
The lettuce leaves didn't need to be a wiping cloth.
You ask.
I didn't really. I mean, I was like, it was hypothetical.
Ugh. Well, I gave you an answer, though. And it's sad. I love romaine.
Why not iceberg?
I don't know.
Why has it got to be the romaine?
I don't know. But it's all over the country.
I know. It's crazy.
You know, kind of, it's bizarre to me that 31 people, nobody's died, but 31 people have been reported sick, and that shuts down an entire industry. They're saying eat no romaine at all. No matter where it's from.
That's true. They're saying at all. Across
at
the
all. Yeah. I've never heard of that before. I've heard them, you know, track it down to a certain field in, you know, South Arizona or somewhere.
I guess they're pooping everywhere.
I guess so.
From California to New York.
There's a lot of workers that are pooping in the fields. Not good.
Now, do we know this to be a true story?
Yeah.
The pooping?
I heard the report last night.
Because we got the Adam Levine story all wrong from Maroon 5.
Well, what do you mean?
So Maroon 5, they started a petition. Do not play. Do not go and play the Super Bowl, Maroon 5. And we thought everybody thought they sucked. It's not because they suck. It's actually the Colin Kaepernick thing.
Yeah.
Because I think it was Rihanna turned it down first.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, but don't act like we said that. We didn't say that. We said it was because he sucked. Yeah.
Well, that initially, though, before the petition started.
It was never about him sucking for the petition. We got it all wrong.
No.
We can admit it. All right, I'll admit it. He won't.
Yeah, I'm not going to admit it because from the very beginning, Jamie, when it was first announced Maroon 5 is going to play the Super Bowl, well before the petition, online, everybody was saying they suck.
Okay, anyway, so the petition started because it was the Colin Kaepernick thing. I will admit that it was absolutely wrong. I had said, just me alone, oh, it was because he sucked. Well, it wasn't because of that at all. It was because they were like, hey, dude, now what do you do with this kind of pressure? Because obviously Rihanna said no because she supports Colin Kaepernick. Now, are you going to look like an ass if you accept it? If you know, anybody right now is going to be in a pickle if they accept playing at the Super Bowl. People are going to be mad at them. You know, it's a kind of a little pickle to be in.
It's a good pickle, though.
but it's a political pickle.
Yeah, maybe.
Nobody wants a political pickle.
If a billion people can see you perform, I think I roll the dice, man. I'm going to do it.
I agree with you, but unfortunately, it is a political pickle now.
Maroon 5's going to play it.
He seemed to be going that way on Ellen, but...
He's
going to
play it.
But what a bummer that you can't play it just to play it, and now it has to be a political issue.
Yeah.
You know, that sucks, really. Let's see here. What else? Porn star lawyer Michael Avenatti. He has been hit with a restraining order. His ex-girlfriend says he violently dragged her out of bed. What, she wouldn't wake up or something?
Now, I don't know what to believe in this story.
This is crazy.
Because yesterday, you know, he released that photo that he found on Instagram of her the day after she posted. Now, and she looks great. She looks awesome in the photo. So he says that's proof that nothing happened. But what you don't really understand is when was that photo taken? Just because it was posted the day after doesn't mean anything. And then yesterday, she comes back with photos of bruises.
But then did you see where she said that he forcibly hit her with pillows?
Yeah. Yeah. Smacked her around with pillows. Then knocked her down and dragged her out of the bed or something like that. We had a pillow fight.
That's right. I mean, I'm not taking the, you know, I mean, it's serious, but.
It's bizarre.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's a little weird when you're, I guess you can't smack somebody with a pillow, though. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't feel sorry for the guy at all.
I don't either. He's a scumbag, but still.
Yeah,
he's the whole thing.
A lawyer.
Robert De Niro and his wife have split after 20 years of marriage. How sad is this?
Yeah.
Boy, 20 years. They were in love, Robert De Niro and his wife. And
that's a good run, though.
It was good. You get kind of tired of somebody after that long.
20 years is plenty.
It's fine.
It's plenty.
I'm telling you, people, we are way too oversensitive about everything. Everything's driving me nuts right now today. I'm going to tell you. All this, like I said, the political crap. Well, now... OMG. Sarah Michelle Gellar has pissed off the world with her Thinspiration Thanksgiving post. Listen to this. So Sarah Michelle Gellar, I guess what she did on Instagram, she pinned up a bunch of skinny pictures all over her house. And then she wrote, "This is just a reminder not to overeat on Thursday." Well, people got pissed off, and they said that she is causing eating disorders.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I usually love your post, Sarah Michelle Gellar, but you are causing people to have an eating. How is she causing people to have eating disorders?
She's basically telling people just don't overdo it, right?
She said
is that
for
what
her,
she's saying?
For her personally, she was putting pictures of skinny people around so she doesn't overeat.
Okay.
This is my reminder not to overeat on Thursday. And then people are like, oh my God. And she had to apologize.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
It's the world we live in. You got to apologize for everything.
Remember when I said those supermodels look so hungry and they want to have a cheeseburger after they get off the runway?
Yeah.
And that woman wrote me the most vicious crap ever. She's like, you're causing eating disorder. I'm like, the models admit they're starving.
Yeah.
They starve themselves. They fast. So their stomachs are completely flat when they get on the runway.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, these people that come back because they get harassed, like, okay, for example, what your text was. But even with her, they make it worse by apologizing.
I agree.
Because all you're doing is admitting that, you know, that okay, I crossed the line. I shouldn't have.
Didn't.
When you really didn't. You put up there what you do for Thanksgiving to keep you from overeating. You put these pictures up there. Okay, big deal. It's your life. It's your decision. You can do it. If somebody wants to blast you, you don't owe them an apology.
I'm terribly sorry that people were offended by my attempt at some humor. What was that?
A microphone fell.
And anyone that knows me knows I would never intentionally shame anybody that is skinny. I am a champion of all people. Ooh, I'm going to use that line.
Champion of all people?
Let me write that down. I'm a champion of all people. That's a good line.
It is a good line. Yeah. It's a good t-shirt.
It really is. Champion of all people.
Nice logo.
I'm going to use that when people slam me on text.
Champion of all people.
I'm a champion of all people.
Including you.
Even you, skinny woman. Because that lady, she wrote me, she's like, I can't gain weight. And you don't know what it's like. And I'm thinking, you're right.
Yeah.
It's just because, but just because you can't gain weight. I wasn't talking to you when I was talking about the supermodels.
Mm-mm.
Some people think that you're actually talking to them.
Yeah. Or calling them
skinny.
Well, calling them that they're, I don't know, putting everything in the same category, I guess.
Somebody said, wow, Jamie, that's really offensive to champions. You know what? You're funny.
Yeah.
Bastard. So look at this. Do you think Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger, are you thinking they're going to get engaged? I like them as a couple.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know who they are.
What?
No, I don't know.
Shut up, Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt, the hottest guy ever.
I don't know him or her.
Yes, you do. That's the daughter of Arnold.
I don't know her. I know the son.
Oh, my God.
There's a son. I don't know about the daughter.
Yes, you do.
What does she do?
She's stuff.
Well, what's she done? What? Why would I know her?
Because she's a Schwarzenegger. That's why.
I never lived in California. I don't know anything about the Schwarzeneggers.
But she's been dating Chris Pratt. She's all over the social media. They're so cute together. The other day, they had lunch. It was adorable.
I know about the maid that he had a kid with.
Well.
Because that made the news. But this woman's never made the news that I know of.
Somebody said that they were getting a car emissions test and they saw me. I have not gotten a car emissions test. That's not me. Is it? That's weird.
Look-alike. What's it called? Doppelganger?
Yeah, doppelganger.
Yeah, they're out there.
I thought it was called the dingleberry.
Nope, doppelganger.
Okay. Got that one confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so Chris Pratt and Catherine are going to get engaged. So cute. Mm-hmm. Pratt started seeing her in July, almost a year after his split from his wife, Anna Faris. And it's just so beautiful, those two. Just good, so beautiful. This is sad. I don't know what to do about this. Well, Kim and Kanye are in therapy.
Well,
yeah, mm-hmm.
They kind of need it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, with her talking the way she's been talking lately about how he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about and that he's embarrassing the family and stuff. They need to, I guess, talk to somebody.
Yeah, I guess his bizarre behavior is getting in the way of her living her best life ever. And so she's like, hey, can we go to therapy? And then in therapy, he overtakes the whole situation.
Yeah.
And starts talking about how great he is.
I could see that.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I know. And so, also, people, they're going to have to step up. They've had to step up their, not therapy, their security. Because ever since he said that he likes the Trump, they've been getting, like, all kinds of threats.
Now, I could see therapy helping her and her really buying into it and working it. But not Kanye. He's not going to buy into somebody that he's got to pay to sit there and tell him how he needs to act.
Right?
It ain't going to happen.
I don't know.
He's not a therapy guy.
And then finally, Blac Chyna has slammed both her exes. Not just one. Boy. She hates them all. Blac Chyna slammed exes Rob Kardashian and Tyga on Instagram, claiming neither father provided adequate child support for their kids.
Yeah, this was breaking news yesterday. Yeah. We reported this, that Blac Chyna was going after Rob hot and heavy. She says she's only worth about $3 million, and she's got a kid that needs to live in luxury.
Yeah, just like her fathers do. She wants her kids to be raised just like her fathers are, or the fathers are living. And so she says, wow. That's what she wrote, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She says the dads are living far better than Little Dream is. Little Dream's suffering.
And then finally. So what happened to this show? Yesterday's show was so good.
Yeah.
You guys were absolutely organized.
Yeah.
You got through everything easily and quickly.
Yeah.
And now you guys, with Jamie back, you can't get through one segment without being sidetracked.
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Where did we get sidetracked? Where were we sidetracked?
Sure.
What was sidetracked? Were you guys really organized yesterday?
We were pretty buttoned up.
Were you?
I gotta admit.
So why not today?
It was buttoned up.
Why can't you be organized and buttoned up today?
Can't put my finger on it.
Well, I feel like it's you, not me. Why would it be me? I don't button up anything.
Oh, boy.
I just come in here and pray.
Come in and pray?
Yeah, this thing works.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know what your prayers were.
Dear Lord. All right, there you go. Tell my trash, dear God.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.